Inside the store, Alaska Buds owner Nick Miller sits behind glass counters filled with pipes and rolling papers. Behind him are shelves of bongs. The rest of the store is empty. Miller says the actual marijuana will arrive after the final state inspection on Wednesday, December 12th.
This is the inspection. They call it the empty shelf inspection. They come in and just make sure the facility is what you said it was going to be.
After that, Miller says he'll open in another 10 days. Asked what he thought of the recent election results where 47% of voters wanted to prohibit marijuana sales, Miller says he understands that people are wary. But he says the election results also show people are curious what legal marijuana sales will look like.
You know, they're giving us an opportunity to prove that we're good business neighbors, and that's exactly what we're going to do.
Miller says that starts with security.
Look around. Do you see all these cameras? There is not one inch of this facility that isn't covered by video, and obviously it's alarmed and monitored 24 hours a day.
More than theft, he's concerned about preventing a secondary market.
Where they're purchasing it at a legal retail store and transporting it out to some of the other villages and selling it.
There are state limits restricting an individual to purchasing 1 ounce of marijuana flower. However, Miller says if someone purchases an ounce a day for 5 days in a row, the store would have a conversation with that customer.
And then after that, if we think it is a problem, I don't know what steps we would take next, but we would definitely not just stop by talking to the individual.
Plus, an ounce a day would be pretty expensive. Miller says costs will be a dollar or two higher per gram than it would run in Anchorage due to transportation. Plus, there's a 15% city sales tax. Aside from regular marijuana, Miller says Alaska Buds will carry pre-rolled joints, edibles, pipes, and CBD products, which don't contain THC.
Anything you can think of that you would consider a part of the cannabis world, we will have it here.
Ahead of opening, Miller is still looking for people who want to be bud tenders. Bud tenders are salespeople who can help customers with their marijuana purchases. He needs 7 or 8 of them. That will be the final step for Miller, who plans to open Alaska Buds this month. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.